Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS. Coming up on 7:45 here on a Thursday morning, October 11th. Three big things. Hurricane Michael downgraded to a tropical storm, Michael. Still causing some headaches in the southeast U.S. Kansas gasoline prices on the rise, 40 cents a gallon higher than last year at this time. A man is dead after a wrong-way crash in South Wichita on a ramp at I-135 and hydraulic. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle eastbound K96 at Hillside up by the North Junction. Watch for slowdown there. Traffic also running very slowly northbound on I-235 right there at the North Junction as well. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 56 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 42. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 57. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 37 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Like a personal note, quick congratulations to my son Scott and his wife Shanna. They're having a wedding anniversary this week. I believe it was yesterday. Yeah, they're having a wedding anniversary. How about that?
You know, congratulations
Scott,
to them.
They are. It's a big, big day.
Yeah.
Delta is topping third quarter profit expectations with strong travel demand pushing ticket prices higher. The company posted earnings of $1.31 billion. That's about $1.91 per share. Removing one-time charges, per share profit $1.80, 6 cents better than expected. The Atlanta carrier had revenue of $11.95 billion in the period, about in line with expectations. So Delta making big, big profits there, Ted, as they squeeze people like you and me into those tiny seats for long, long trips. And give us a,
here, want another bag of nuts?
Now we have flown on Delta before and had some nice experience.
Some nice pretzels for you, sir.
Yeah, Delta's not bad, but they're all kind of bad. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stocks took a major hit yesterday.
The Dow fell 831 points, or 3.15%. The S&P 500 down 94 points, or 3%. The NASDAQ Composite, the worst of the bunch, down 315 points, or 4% for the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Dow, the worst-performing stocks were Nike, Microsoft, Boeing, showing just how broad-based the sell-off was. It included consumer stocks, technology stocks, industrial stocks, Amazon in correction territory, a big surprise there. And we felt like perhaps we'd have some good performers among hurricane stocks. Not so. Most of them trading lower despite the storm down in the Gulf from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I'm Jerry Willis, Fox News.
7:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. So fall weather is here, Ted. And you got a little jacket or a sweater on there?
I got my hoodie on today.
I've got a sweater on myself today. I'm pretty good with this time of year, but it's a little chilly out there. It really is. Now, you've been working hard in your spare time to perfect your role in this wonderful murder mystery that's going to be shown, seen at St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover, coming up tomorrow night, right, is the opening night.
Yeah, tomorrow and Saturday are the two big events. This year's theme is the Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yeah.
You get to dress up in a cowboy hat or something?
I'm more of an entrepreneurish type gentleman that comes to town and tries to buy up everything in sight.
Does your character get murdered? Can
Thus, my character is the object of several murder plots. This is a murder mystery.
I mean, every year you're the guy who gets killed, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, every year I'm kind of the villain that everybody wants to get.
So what have we got, two performances, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, there's two different events. So one of them is Friday. It's basically the murder mystery itself. It's kind of called a preview party. The doors open at 6. Murder mystery starts at 7. It's about 45 minutes long. It is family friendly. Yeah. Tickets are $20. That price does include beer, wine, and snacks. So if you want to go Friday night, that's at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. That's out at St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover. And then the huge annual benefit night itself is Saturday night at 6. Those tickets are $75, and that's hors d'oeuvres, drinks, dinner, dessert, silent live auction, the whole deal. Yeah. So the big night on Saturday, but there is a preview party, just the murder mystery itself, on Friday at 7 o'clock.
Yes. And so go out and see Ted.
Yeah, we'd like to. We've had some listeners go in the past, and I'd love to see you there.
Also, your brother's going to be in this.
My
production.
Brother Ned is Ned's involved in this for the first time ever. So,
And again, it's a big benefit for the Lord's Diner, which we support.
Yes, it all helps the Lord's Diner and helps feed the hungry, so it's a mission that... That really enjoy supporting.
There you go. And last year I took the twins. I took the girls, I think. Steve and Ted poll question today, right there on our webpage. Do you plan to vote in November? 0% are saying no. Nobody says no. Everybody says
yeah, everybody
yes. 100%.
All of our respondents so far said yes, I
Which,
am voting.
You know, they may be thinking, well, and then at the last minute they won't. I don't know. But Shelley and I got our, we're going to do mail-in ballots this time. We didn't have those for the primary. But they sent us an application for the general, and I think we're going to vote by mail this time.
You know, I think that only makes sense. I
mean, usually.
People that are KNSS listeners are plugged into what's going on, and they are active voters.
And if you want to be a part of the poll, just go to our webpage, knssradio.com. Do you plan to vote in November? Usually I go down sometime before voting day or election day at the old county courthouse, but this year I'm going to do it by mail. You like to go and pull the lever yourself right there on voting day, right?
Yeah, I usually go on election day itself.
All right. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An out-of-state firm is buying a Wichita business. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a Wichita aerospace supplier company has been bought by a company in Florida. Private equity firm AE Industrial Partners has purchased Wichita's Atlas Group. Terms of the deal not disclosed. It's AEI's second purchase of a Wichita area company. It bought Park City's FMI Incorporated last November. The combined companies will give AEI 1,000 local employees. Youth Entrepreneurs is reorganizing. It'll no longer be focused on just on Kansas or just on certain regions of the country. It's going national. YE is a nonprofit backed by Koch Industries, provides an entrepreneurial and business education to high school students during a year-long program. The national focus will allow YE to expand into states where it doesn't yet operate. And Chase Koch is scheduled to speak to Startup Grind next month. Chase is the son of Koch Industries Chairman and CEO Charles Koch, and he's the president of Koch Disruptive Technologies, a division of Koch Industries. He'll speak at the Startup Grind event November 14th at the Wichita Art Museum. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is International Day of the Girl. And this seeks to bring awareness and solutions to the unique challenges that girls around the world face every day. From the moment a child is born, she can grow up to be a scientist, an author, a business leader, a mother, a teacher, anything she chooses to be in it. You know, less and less do we have these restrictions on what girls can do. And I know you have two daughters, so you're kind of conscious of how this has been for them.
You bet.
It looks like you got a couple of achievers there. They're going to do great in whatever they do in life.
I got to say I'm pretty proud of them. One's a teacher in high school over in Andover, and the other is getting her master's in public health down at Texas A&M. So yeah. Pretty proud.
When you going to College Station again?
I don't know. I love to get down there for a football game. I've never been down there from one of those.
That's
so
huge.
Maybe here in the next couple of months.
Huge stadium down there. Yeah.
Oh, huge. 105,000 people,
well,
something like that.
Yeah, it's big. Listen, so it's the International Day of the Girl, and of course, Ted has a sister, but I raised a daughter, and now I've got four granddaughters, so I'm conscious of the Day of the Girl. My daughter, when she was young, she's not that unusual, but she was a pretty good whiz at math, And even in those days, girls and math were not supposed to mix.
Right.
So obviously, that was just a stupid myth because she did very well. And good. I, on the other hand, cannot even balance a checkbook. So
I'm with you. I'm not very good at math either.
All right. International Day of the Girl. Thank you, guys. Same with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on Michael, now a tropical storm, but it's been doing a lot of damage. Ted's going to have sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, a legendary basketball coach passed away yesterday right here in Kansas. We'll have those details coming up in sports.
And entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward, too.
Yeah, some record lows for one of the awards shows. Some
record lows?
Record lows. Hey. Yeah, we'll tell you that. Entertainment news in The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
Of course, traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.